We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
It's a little bit more. You're a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, lovely viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10K U-band and Intersat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
and in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, members of a Paraguayan recycling group enhanced their livelihoods through mutual support. In technology news, mobile phones assist Bangladeshi women in conducting successful entrepreneurships. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the Coalition for Cancer Prevention, an American organization which provides life-saving information about the benefits of the vegan diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 3rd, esteemed composer and teacher Mr. Gustavo Becerra Schmid, born in 1925 in Temuco, Chile, is respectfully remembered. Mr. Becerra Schmid is considered one of the most prominent and prolific of Chilean composers. Active into his early 80s, he created a wide variety of pieces, including opera, film scores, symphonies, guitar concertos, and string quartets. In addition, Mr. Becerra Schmid is connected to the beginning of electroacoustic music in Chile. A notable teacher as well, he was mentored to distinguished Chilean composers such as Mr. Sergio Ortega, Mr. Luis Advis, and Mr. Fernando Garcia. Among Mr. Becerra Schmid's many accolades for his outstanding contributions was Chile's 1971 National Prize of Art, Major in Music. He was the youngest to ever be so honored. May the gifted works of Mr. Gustavo Becerra Schmid be appreciated and enjoyed for years to come.
Fly-in news. Flash floods impact Sri Lanka. Heavy rains across the nation have caused flooding that has resulted in 2 lives lost and affected more than 364,000 people by Saturday, January 1st. Over 1,400 homes were destroyed and another 3,500 damaged, as many schools were also inundated. The Eastern Province District of Batacaloa was the worst hit, with more than 330,000 people affected. To help provide relief and shelter, the government has established over 60 camps that are housing some 16,000 displaced persons. Officials have also alerted residents to evacuate from low-lying areas, as the gates of reservoirs had to be opened due to the threat of overflowing from ceaseless rains for more than a week.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000, an amount that could purchase $155,000 in urgent items if acquired in the United States, based on Sri Lanka's cost of living. She also requested our association members to go if possible and offer help to the most vulnerable. Our gratefulness for the swift aid of the Sri Lankan government and for the loving support of Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We are saddened to know of the lives lost, as we pray for the safety of those affected and that such extreme weather is lessened as we engage in acts of kindness toward all beings.
Earthquakes rumble China and Argentina. On Saturday morning, January 1st, the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in western China was rocked by a quake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, 65 kilometers west of Kashgar.
Meanwhile, in South America, a powerful magnitude 7.0 tremor struck in rural northern Argentina, 40 kilometers from Campo Gaya. Tremors were felt in parts of Santiago del Estero province, as well as in northern regions of neighboring Chile, including the town of Socaire. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-shaken regions. Our prayers that the world may soon be free of such potential dangers, as humanity's gentler lifestyles ensure a stabilized ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Year's celebration and video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. It was a very special New Year's Eve as Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted Supreme Master Television's invitation to greet the New Year together with global viewers tuning in live to join the festivities. All were delighted at the chance to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's melodious voice as she sang an auspicious traditional New Year's song with the staff.
Oh.
a question and answer session offered a reflective and constructive fresh start to the new year. With her heartfelt encouragement in each response, Supreme Master Ching Hai, as on other recent occasions, once again shared new spiritual insights benefiting both inner growth and the planet, while reminding humankind to keep a thankful heart for their blessings.
If there have not been the animals' love and the nature's love, like even trees and plants and ocean and rivers, we would have been annihilated long time already. We would have been disappeared long time without their love and their help. So we have to be grateful for all around us who has been helping us unconditionally, quietly, with all the sacrifice that they made. I'm always grateful. Every day I'm grateful that we are still here, that the planet is still rescuable, that we are in good condition. Some part of our planet still in good condition. They are keeping us to buy time. They're keeping us in balance. I hope everyone be aware of our fortune and be grateful.
We join in deep gratitude for all the great beings who have been helping to sustain our planet. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her devotion and boundless love shared unconditionally with the world, as we pray for her mission's success and that we all may step into the new year envisioning an elevated, peaceful Earth.
My New Year wish? We must go green to save the planet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Happy New Year.
World leaders issue New Year messages of unity and peace as part of the Roman Catholic Church commemoration of January 1st as World Peace Day. His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI spoke of the importance of respecting all faiths during his New Year's Day message. He stated, "Wherever religious freedom is effectively recognized, the dignity of the human person is respected to its root." In Turkey, Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan affirmed a wish for peace and brotherhood, both within Turkey and abroad.
In his New Year's address, His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand asked that the people exercise forgiveness and be loving during 2011 for the overall prospering of the country.
Ghanaian President John Mills called for fellow citizens to give thanks in the next year for the divine blessings that have helped ease the country's ups and downs. Meanwhile, in the United States, President Barack Obama promised a unified effort in restoring economic stability, while Russian President Dmitry Medvedev pledged to continue developing a nation of multi-ethnic diversity, as he stated,
"Мы будем вместе строить современную Россию, сильную, открытую, дружелюбную."
Our appreciation, Your Holiness, Your Majesty, and all other leaders for your benevolent New Year's wishes. May all societies be uplifted through the fulfillment of such noble goals.
First Brazilian female president inaugurated. Her Excellency, Dilma Rousseff, who previously served as President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's Chief of Staff and Energy Minister, took the oath of office on Saturday, January 1, 2011. As she pledged to build on the former president's beneficial policies, Her Excellency stated, "I will look after the most vulnerable. I will govern for all Brazilians." We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency, President Rousseff, on your new post.
May you serve your fellow Brazilians with God, grace, leadership and care.
Hungary leads the European Union in 2011, a ceremony to mark the beginning of Hungary's rotating presidency for the next 6 months was held on Saturday, January 1st, with magnificent celebratory music and a light show, along with an address by Hungarian President Pál Schmidt. This is the Hungarian government's first term as the organization head since joining the European Union in 2004. Among the Hungarian government's plans for the upcoming agenda are ways to secure economic growth and employment in the European Union countries, as well as bettering the living standards across member states. Hungary, we send our accolades for your premier European Union leadership role, wishing you success in advancing the highest standards for the benefit of all European citizens.
Yemen frees Houthi members. As part of a peace accord mediated by the Qatari government, the Yemeni government has agreed to release 1,000 Houthis, with the first 400 who were released on Thursday, December 30. In exchange, the Houthi leadership has agreed to release all prisoners, open access to roads in northern Yemen, return arms, withdraw from government buildings and army posts, and halt any other attacks. We wholeheartedly thank the Qatari government for your successful negotiation, as we applaud the Houthi leadership and Yemeni government for your harmonious accord. Our prayers for lasting harmony to prevail among all the gentle-hearted people of Yemen.
Save our planet. Increasing dead zones threaten fish populations. A recent study by U.S. scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has found that species such as Atlantic tuna and billfish are more vulnerable to human fishing activities as they are driven out of oxygen-poor regions in the ocean. In monitoring fish populations off the coast of West Africa, where a very large hypoxic zone exists, the scientists concluded that this growing region is encroaching on the fish's deep water habitats. As the fish are forced to move to more shallow waters, they face the hazards of reduced habitat areas and are far more likely to perish due to human slaughter.
With more than 400 dead zones already observed worldwide, several of which are directly caused by global warming, the scientists warn that continued climate change will only aggravate the alarming scope of this situation. Dr. Eric D. Prince, who led the NOAA study, stated, "The hypoxic zone of West Africa is roughly the size of the continental United States, and it's growing. With the current cycle of climate change and accelerated global warming, we expect the size of this zone to increase, further reducing the available habitat for these fish."
Our thanks, Dr. Prince and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration colleagues, for highlighting this grave disturbance to marine life and ecology. May we hasten in concerted steps to protect our essential oceans and the unique life forms they support.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the devastating effect of oceanic dead zones while reminding of the restorative solution available to us all.
Dead zones are the area of the ocean that are unable to support any more life, which arise mostly from livestock feed agriculture pollution, as well as livestock manure running into the ocean or some other kind of imbalance. Scientists are now concerned that without a restoration of the ecological balance, dead zones like this will just continue to be more and more, get bigger and bigger, which of course is lethal for all life. So this is a small but very good example of why we need to be vegan, to renew the rightful balance of life. And of course we also need to be organic vegan, because so many of these dead zones are caused and made worse by chemical fertilizers that are primarily used for livestock feed. So yes, be organic vegan.
Save Our Planet, India's Ministry of Environment and Forests unveils plans to revive freshwater dolphin populations in the Ganges River by working with industry to halt polluting effluent discharge and requiring that dams release sufficient water amounts to ensure healthy habitats.
Save Our Planet. Carbon dioxide detectors in Hawaii, USA, installed originally in 1958 to measure greenhouse gas levels in the Earth's atmosphere, recorded 390 parts per million in December 2010, a never-before-seen number that is 40% higher than pre-industrial levels.
Save Our Planet. Extreme winter conditions and a record 140 centimeters of snow caused the Danish island of Bornholm to declare an emergency disaster situation and ask for immediate mainland help as residents, particularly the elderly, are trapped inside their homes.
Warning news. A meat processing company in California, USA, recalls nearly 35,000 pounds of organic beef after confirming its contamination with potentially lethal E. coli.
Hi everyone, I'm Hallie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. We're both vegans. No animal products for us. Now the tip of the day.
If you need a shoelace and don't have time to buy one, you could consider using a piece of dental floss.
It is made of a strong and durable material, making it a suitable temporary substitute.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And now for the worldwide weather.
In community news, a Paraguayan recycling group is united for support. The Asunción Association of Cart Drivers and Recyclers is an organization of individuals, mostly women, who make their livelihood by picking up materials around the capital city for recycling. The members of the group assist each other with emergencies such as any problems with their carts using monthly payments of the members. In addition, the association has met with city officials and established additional opportunities to collect recyclables during public events. Our accolades and thankfulness, Asunción Association of Cart Drivers and Recyclers, for your cooperative endeavors. And more continue to join efforts to bring about better lives for our precious fellow beings.
In technology news, mobile phones assist Bangladeshi women in conducting successful entrepreneurships. Ms. Munawwara Talukdar has built up a thriving tea business in the last 6 years. Her products are sold in 64 districts of Bangladesh, as well as in Australia, Kuwait, and Nepal. She said, "My mobile phone has helped me so much with the business. It is absolutely crucial for distribution and marketing." In addition, 1,500 female agricultural workers that she employs also use mobile phones to access an information hotline on crops. This has helped to improve their harvests. Our heartiest congratulations, Ms. Munawwara Talukdar, and respected women farmers, on your flourishing enterprises. May technological advances continue to improve the lives of many beautiful individuals. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Coalition for Cancer Prevention, an American nonprofit which shares information about the health-protecting plant-based diet. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more rewarding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, significant news for a meaningful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an American nonprofit which was founded by a cancer survivor who discovered the many health benefits of the vegan lifestyle.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Coalition for Cancer Prevention is an American organization dedicated to providing the public with life-saving facts about reducing the risk of cancer through the animal-free diet. The nonprofit was founded in 2008 by registered dietitian and author Mr. George Eisman, who was first diagnosed with cancer in 1981. Since transitioning to the vegan diet in 1983, Mr. Eisman has remained in vibrant health.
The Coalition for Cancer Prevention is staffed by volunteer healthcare professionals and individuals like Mr. Iceman, who have overcome cancer through following a plant-based diet. The main focus of the group is in sharing vital information. On their website, a number of flyers can be accessed, citing rigorous research. For example, a study published in American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that women who drank 2 or more glasses of milk a day had double the incidence of the most serious type of ovarian cancer compared to those who did not consume any milk.
Members of the group also give talks and distribute literature at schools, workshops, and various events about the health benefits of the vegan diet. Bravo, Mr. George Eisman and Coalition for Cancer Prevention, on your praiseworthy efforts. May all people discover that the cruelty-free diet leads to optimum well-being for ourselves, our lovely animal friends, and cherished planet. It's a win-win-win situation.
Time for some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Ndebele, a language spoken in South Africa entitled Family Bible.
Omunye umama wayepostela iBhayibheli langakibo elidala kumnewabo owaye kwelinye idolobha elikhashana. Umabhalana weposi wambuza, "Phasela le ingaba lokuphukayo na?" Umama wamphendula, "Imithetho elishumi kuphela."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Maestra, estoy feliz de haberla conocido. Soy vegetariana hace 8 años y vegana hace 2 meses aproximadamente. He estado leyendo sus libros y aprendiendo mucho. Hace poco, en una meditación, vi cómo entraba en su casa donde usted vive y yo meditaba en el salón de paredes de vidrio que da hacia los jardines. Fue muy hermoso porque sentí que usted me daba la bienvenida de corazón. Fanny, de San José, Costa Rica.
Hi Fanny, thank you for your sweet message. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Spiritual Fanny, it's so wonderful that you're following the vegan diet. Our animal friends thank you for your compassionate choice. You are always welcome in my heart. Heaven's blessings and all my love to you and the gentle people of Costa Rica. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit, a spirit, rejoice in the glory of God, wishing you a grace-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The newly formed Palestine National Orchestra, comprising over 40 Palestinian and foreign musicians, makes its debut in Ramallah, West Bank, performing Palestinian classical music as well as European classics such as Mozart and Beethoven.
Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi authorizes the lifting of all administrative and financial restrictions for Tunisians entering Libya as he highlights the cooperative brotherly relations between the two countries.
During a meeting between Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and visiting Kenyan Vice President Kalonzo Musyoka, the two emphasized the need for a peaceful Sudan, as they also discussed ways to increase their own bilateral relations.
Deputy Director of AULAX, or Vietnam's Thuyen Quang Provincial Department of Labor, Mr. Lê Ngọc Sung, notes that the number of disadvantaged households was reduced by more than half, thanks to measures that include loans, support for health care, and vocational training.
Effective January 1st, Estonia becomes the 17th European Union member state to officially adopt the euro currency.
As the first Western movie to be broadcast on North Korean television, British film Bend It Like Beckham commemorates the 10th anniversary of diplomatic relations between UK and North Korea.
The Pakistan Red Crescent Society and the International Federation of Red Cross Red Crescent Societies provide 5,000 liters of safe drinking water daily to Basti Kumarwala village and nearby areas in Pakistan affected by the 2010 floods.
Following recent unrest in Darfur, Sudan, the United Nations African Union Peacekeeping Mission, or UNAMID, collaborates with local security officials to deliver humanitarian aid to thousands of newly displaced people.
The European Union announces a 5 million euro donation to support the people of Côte d'Ivoire in case conflict following recent election creates any need for humanitarian aid.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo passes a landmark law declaring the rights of vulnerable indigenous children to health care, education and protection, with the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, commending the measure and urging its implementation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.